Nation. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Tragic new details have been revealed about the death of an infant and his grandfather in Verona April 29th. 61-year-old Boris Gasson and 6-month-old Micah were laying in a backyard hammock when a tree uprooted and fell on them. The boy and his parents were visiting from California. The details revealed in 2 GoFundMe campaigns, which as of Wednesday has raised over $120,000 for the grief-stunned parents. Wouldn't you want to know the salary or the hourly wage before you even applied for a job? A number of states require this type of information on a job listing, and New Jersey may follow their lead.
State Senator Paul Moriarty says currently the hiring process in New Jersey wastes a lot of time between employers and job candidates.
Who do this kabuki dance where you bring people in and you have interviews, and if you like them, they come back for another interview.
And it's not until an offer is made that the prospective employee realizes they're not interested. Moriarty's bill looks to save both sides some time.
This basically just says that you have to give a range of what the job pays,
as well as a general description of benefits and other compensation programs. A number of states already have pay transparency laws on their books. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
An investigation is underway in New Jersey after a dead whale was found in the bow of a cruise ship in the port of Brooklyn. Kristen Marks has the details.
The body of an endangered sei whale, around 44 feet long, was discovered as the roughly 1,000-foot MSC Cruises ship pulled into the terminal last Saturday. The 30,000-pound whale was hauled to the Jersey shore for a necropsy to help determine if the whale died from a ship strike or had already been dead or injured. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, one of the many agencies that have been investigating, says sei whales are typically seen in deeper waters far from the coastline. They can grow up to 60 feet long.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 9:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Unsettled weather is the name of the game again for today and really the next few days. Even though we are seeing peaks of sun this morning, clouds fill in soon enough and a few showers and thunderstorms come into play through the midday and afternoon hours. High temperatures today around 70 degrees, much cooler than yesterday. Tonight, expect a period of possibly steadier rain, low temperatures around 50, and tomorrow only lower 50s. It's going to be miserably cool and cloudy and showery and drizzly pretty much all day tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by P.J. Fitzpatrick. Trust P.J. Fitzpatrick for the perfect new roof. They've earned thousands of 5-star reviews, and they back all new roofs with their famous lifetime guarantee on materials and labor. They can install most roofs in just one day. Visit TrustPJ.com to schedule your free consultation.
Temperatures around the Garden State, 57 now, Parsippany, South Plainfield, 58, Manahawkin, 61. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone and customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York.
Not New York.
Not Philadelphia.
Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own.
New Jersey
101.5.
Join the conversation.